we at Queen City, you know, along with our sponsors, Montgomery Cyclery and United Dairy Farmers, have really tried to find ways to give back to the community over the years. And bike safety, through our connection with Children's Hospital, has been something that we've been interested in. And we've found over the years that, you know, getting helmets into kids' hands is really difficult. So we really tried to work to figure out how to do that. And in cooperation with District 2 for the National Night Out, we thought what a perfect way to be able to give something back to the community by donating 360 helmets.
And you're doing this as part of the National Night Out. What's the connection?
We were looking for a way to have a large number of people in one location, and obviously National Night Out is designed to bring children and families to parks in cooperation with the local police departments, in this case, obviously, District 2 in Cincinnati. And Children's is always looking for a way. Another one of our partners, Children's Hospital of Cincinnati, was also looking for a way to educate children and parents about bicycle safety and head injuries, brain injuries in general.
And about 130,000 children sustain brain injuries from bicycle accidents each year, but only 20% or so wear helmets. What can we do to encourage children and their parents? It's not only a good idea, but it could be a lifesaver.
Absolutely. You know, I think the first thing is that, you know, sometimes children just don't have access to helmets, whether it's from a cost perspective or an ability to even get to a store, or from a parental perspective. And you think about those of us who've been around for a long time, you don't even think about bike helmet. When I was a kid growing up, a bike helmet was the furthest thing from the mind. I don't even know if they even made them, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing now is how do we try to get children access to helmets? And we thought, well, if we give them away, there's really little excuse, and we give them away in their neighborhood, it even becomes less of an excuse. The second thing is how do we kind of make them cool? So we're doing a couple stickers on them, and we're doing some, you know, neat colors. So trying to make it where it looks cool to wear a helmet.
There are some cool designs out there, sports logos, all kinds of things available. And there are a lot more helmets that are designed specifically for kids. What should people look for when selecting a helmet for their child?
The biggest thing is proper fit. And a helmet is kind of like a pair of shoes. You shouldn't buy a helmet that your child's going to grow into. Any local bike shop, such as Montgomery or any of their other local bike shops, will be able to fit a helmet properly, but the biggest thing is it shouldn't be too tight, but more importantly, it shouldn't be too loose.
Where and when will the helmet giveaway take place?
Matt, the helmet giveaway is going to take place at National Night Out on August 6th, and we'll be working with, obviously, the folks from UDF, Montgomery Cyclery, Children's Hospital, and most importantly, the Cincinnati Police Department's District 2. We're going to be giving away 360 helmets, and it's going to be at the Owl's Nest Park, which is located at 1984 Madison Road in Cincinnati. And we'll be there from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock that night. And hopefully we'll be out of helmets before 9, but our whole objective is to do that. In addition, I might add one more thing. UDF is providing ice cream certificates to the District 2 officers who'll be rewarding children throughout the summer with free ice cream if they get caught wearing a bike helmet.
You can find out how to get more information about Queen City Wheels Cycling Club and the National Night Out helmet giveaway on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Jeff Seeley, thank you.
Thank you.